Time to remember Ed Koch, who ran the city of New York like a kingdom crossed with a Catskills Borscht Belt comedy club from 1978 to 1989.
How am I doing?
Ed Koch died this morning at age 88. He was always ready for anything and could take it as well as he could dish it out to his political enemies. He was certainly ready for his last breath. He delivered his own epitaph back in 1989 on a radio station, WNEW, a station that did not survive him.
He was fiercely proud of his Jewish faith. He fiercely defended the city of New York, and he fiercely loved its people. Above all, he loved his country, the United States of America, in whose armed forces he served in World War II. And that's the whole thing.
Certainly not the whole thing. Ed Koch speaking about himself back in 1989. Born in 1924, grew up in Brooklyn, the Bronx, Newark, New Jersey. Became radicalized in the 60s, living in Greenwich Village. Law degree from NYU. His political education took place on the streets of New York. He was elected to Congress in 1968. His reputation was set from the beginning. Smart guy, loves to laugh. He once said, "I'm the sort of person who will never get ulcers. I give ulcers." Koch inherited the fragile fiscal recovery of New York City in the 70s, coming out of the worst days of that decade. Also, racial problems, serious crime. He understood that his job was difficult, but his combative style, like when he rallied New York City commuters during the 1980 transit strike at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge, rallying them to walk to work and not let these bastards bring us to our knees, that's a quote, he drew cheers and jeers. The city warmed to him until a series of scandals late in his tenure rocked City Hall and humbled this feisty mayor, maybe a little.
There's corruption. There's been corruption, as I've said so many occasions, since Adam and Eve and the two gorillas who came before them. Some of you may be corrupt.
Koch told the story of how his famous line, "How am I doing?" came to be. He was handing out leaflets to commuters as a lowly congressman one time.
Just serendipitously, on one occasion, I said, I'm Ed Koch, I'm your congressman, how am I doing? People stopped to tell me, and I knew I was onto something. How am I doing? I'm out of office now 17 years, and people still know that, and will yell across the street, "You're doing fine, don't ask."
In his own voice, Ed Koch recorded this farewell question to the people of New York.
Do you miss me?
Bob Henley, contributing editor for Politics and Investigations at WNYC Radio, joins us. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the Koch legacy? It's thumbs up and thumbs down for people in the city of New York, right?
Well, there's two, from a policy standpoint. Certainly he's credited with getting the city out of structuring a kind of graceful avoidance of bankruptcy, which was really significant. I mean, historians will credit him for that. It required bringing together the unions, the banking community, and that was something that he got people to almost like an urban barn raising to pull together, and it was a heavy lift. And then also public housing. I mean, he left a mark there. But he, in his third term, he was beleaguered by corruption. The Parking Violations Bureau, Donald Manus, and Allen Queens committed suicide on the verge of indictment. But I think in terms of his legacy, was his accessibility. He was, and you hear it in the great clips you picked, an earnest public servant who saw public service as an act of humility. And so he really did ask, you know, how am I doing? Compare that today with the focus groups and the lack of access that we have or the games we have to play where, whether it be Governor Cuomo or Mayor Bloomberg, what you're going to ask, how are you going to say it, who's going to come on before. He just wanted to get it all. He had an appetite for your opinion. In fact, colleagues of mine, a little older, described how in City Hall, he'd come out of his office and, like, pursue reporters, and they'd have to, like, run from him because he always wanted to, like, engage.
You know, he is such a character. A civil servant is the character that really he embodies. Civil servant, cheerleader, friend. I mean, contrast that more directly with the kind of tough guy arrogance of Rudy Giuliani and the, you know, out of a balloon sort of Michael Bloomberg, who, you know, comes through the clouds every once in a while to speak to the people of New York. Both of those mayors, very, very credible and have huge support. But Koch really had some other intangible quality here.
Well, it also was a certain kind of granularity that he was comfortable anywhere in the city he governed. And I don't know if that's simpler times, but there was a kind of he could be on the street without an advance man. He was his own advance man. There you go.
And not a millionaire, not a billionaire.
Well, and he had tremendous success. I mean, the other thing, too, is that he became such a part of the establishment in terms of, you know, the books, the his law practice, on the radio. He just loved limelight. But it's hard to, you know, people shouldn't lose sight of the fact that he really was part of a vanguard that changed the direction of the country, as you refer to, in 1968 in Chicago, that cadre of left progressive Democrats who really fought with the established party to change policy in Vietnam. And that was a very different character historically than the one who went on to become so accomplished and part of the A-list, if you will, of the establishment.
Well, remembering Ed Koch on this day, he died this morning at the age of 88. Ed Koch ran the city of New York from 1978 to 1989, Bob Henley is contributing editor for Politics and Investigations at WNYC Radio. Thanks as always, Bob.
Thanks.
So Ed Koch was a middle child, and among the many hats he wore, politician, lawyer, television judge, he was on People's Court, remember, movie reviewer. Together with his sister Pat, he wrote two children's books, Harold's Little Brother and Eddie's Little Sister Makes a Splash. This birth order stuff is big, folks. Harbaugh versus Harbaugh in the Super Bowl. Later this hour, we're talking all about siblings, birth order, sibling rivalry. Where does it fit in the grand scheme of things? Share your stories. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can weigh in on this conversation or anything else you hear.